Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
The whole world's a sweatshop, a fascist regime with billions of parts working as a massive machine. The goal, keep the masses passive with dreams of cash, limousines, and other fabulous things. But we gotta wake up and notice it's a load of shit. It's all about ownership of your soul and who's controlling it. Not about the gold you get, not about the clothes you're in. It's not about oil, but we're killing each other over it. Like a Doberman chomping on a cat. It's a new world order and they're bombing on Iraq. And it's so fucking heartless, the whole country's starved. And yet, they've been targeted as a threat regardless. This all started in days prior to ours. They arrived from the stars and survived in the dark. Now it's time for the hearts of men to march against it and realize that the cycle starts and ends with us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all of the ways they conned us, but we could change it today. It's just all on us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all the ways we've been conned into killing millions of innocent people, but it's all on us.
Could never just be us or just be them. Sometimes I think it just depends, it's just pretend. You can never trust the trends. Don't rub your eyes, I'd rather you adjust the lens. Look up to them, tell me who the fuck are they. When did they ever give a damn about what you say, for what you stand? That's why you gotta trust me, man. Trust the bush, that's like saying trust the damn. But for real, I mean you gotta love the fam. Ask his dad, the ex-pres, how many drugs he ran. So trust us, the shit's about to flood the land. Cause government hands can no longer plug the dam. So fuck the news, fuck the critics, fuck their views. And if you sit and let it happen, then fuck you too. It's up to you, I can't tell you what to do. But touch the truth and don't just judge the few, but judge us.
We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all of the ways they conned us, but we could change it today. It's just all on us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all the ways we've been conned into killing millions of innocent people, but it's all on us.
But it's all on us.
They conned us, but we could change it today. It's just all on us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all the ways we've been conned into killing millions of innocent people, but it's all on us.
Thanks a lot, and thanks for coming down to Rock Against Bush. The powers that be that want Arizona State University to just be a factory of robots who don't have any opinion, they lost tonight, because we are all here. And they can try and shut everybody up who says anything a little bit unkind about our lovely president, but the fact remains, nobody has done more to disrespect and exploit the innocent people who died on September 11th and piss on their graves than George Bush.
Oh, we've only lost about 600 guys. What's the big deal? Well, that's a very big deal, and it's getting worse every day over there. Plus, we have killed at least 20,000 Iraqis, almost all of them civilians, women, children. Not to mention 1 to 2 million before that who starved to death because of our sanctions. That is not fighting terrorism or liberating anybody. That is genocide. And even if we wind up killing off every single person who ever supported Saddam Hussein, wipe out every Muslim who was ever down with Osama bin Laden, what will their kids be like? And another thing they don't want to tell you is, you know how many American soldiers have been sent back from Iraq because they were wounded or they got sick? 29,000. That's a lot of people, and that's not people who caught a little bit of a bullet wound or got the flu. This is people who got hit by those roadside bombs and got their arms or their legs blown off. People who are going to sit in a wheelchair the rest of their life because they're paralyzed.
people who are never going to have a normal life or even be able to hold a job because they've got Gulf War syndrome. It's made them that sick. And you know what one of the main causes of Gulf War syndrome is? Well, remember when John Ashcrack told us we should all be scared of Al-Qaeda blowing up a dirty bomb, meaning they'd get a regular bomb and put radioactive poison on it and blow it up downtown and kill thousands of people? Well, guess who's using dirty bombs right now? We are! We used them in Iraq, we used them in the first Gulf War, used them in Kosovo, and you know how many people who got sent over by Daddy Bush to the first Gulf War are now so sick from Gulf War syndrome they're living on permanent disability? 236,000. So if you know anybody who's in the military or thinking of joining up, and you care about them, now would be a real good time to tell them to get the fuck out of there as fast as they can. Because they're not going to be sent over there to fight terrorism or bring democracy to Iraq. We're over there just to make Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld's corporate friends rich and corner somebody else's oil. And we're letting American soldiers die for this. But the soldiers are catching on. Bush has been waving $10,000 bonuses to get the soldiers to re-enlist and stay in the military, and they're not taking it. Recruiting at military recruiting stations is going down, 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 down. Gee, I wonder why. Well, this is what our government has in reply to that. This was an ad up on a Defense Department website last fall. It says, "Defend America, serve your community and the nation by joining your local draft board." How many of you are registered for the draft? How many of you do not want to get drafted to go to make Dick Cheney rich? Even in the past 3 days, they pumped a bunch of money into the Selective Service to start setting up and whipping up these draft boards. And they're even talking about a special skills draft where they go mainly after people with computer skills or people who can speak Arabic languages. So whatever you do, don't let it be too obvious you know how to surf the web right now, okay? Because this war is a scam. A pure and simple scam to make some of those evil people in the world more money than they already have. And with that in mind, since Bill Clinton got impeached for unauthorized weenie moistening, and Governor Gray Davis in California got recalled from office and replaced by a two-bit thug from Hollywood just for raising the tax on cars, shouldn't George Bush, Dick Cheney, and every member of Congress who voted to send another $87 billion towards the war, shouldn't they all be impeached for treason? So what can we do to keep ourselves from being dragged any further down the road to ruin and off a cliff and down the toilet by a Bush, a Dick, and a colon? Don't believe the hype. We are patriotic citizens too, because we're the ones who care enough about our country to say this to the government when they break the law. The protests have already gotten bigger than they ever were against the Vietnam War, and Ashcrack already knows what we look like. So, don't get quiet, get louder and louder and louder. And I know it can seem hopeless right now, like nobody listens and Fox News and everybody else wants you to think that everybody supports the war, but that's the same situation people faced when we got stuck in the Vietnam War. But in the long run, against incredible odds, the American people rose up and we did stop the Vietnam War. We've done it once, we can do it again. Look how quick we stopped Daddy Bush's Gulf War. That was a little over a month, and he had to pull out, in part because the protests got so big and so fierce so fast. But there is a key difference between now and the days of Vietnam, and that is the same mass media outlets on TV, radio, the newspapers that helped expose how bad that war was have now been bought out by the same corporations who profit from war. Thus, they don't really tell people what's really going on over there for a reason. There's money in it for them. Instead, we're not supposed to worry about what's gone wrong in Iraq or how the Bush administration is looting and raping the whole country. No, we're supposed to be worried about Janet Jackson's titty. Oh my God, what are we gonna do about Janet Jackson's titty? They want us all to be sitting on the edge of our chairs, all caught up in which one of those hoes after hoes after hoes, sniveling before those snooty judges on American Idol, will be the one to get to tour the world singing the worst music I've ever heard. They dumb down the news so bad, they cover elections like professional wrestling. Spend more time talking about the attack ads than they do about the issues. So don't hate the media, become the media. All of us. Not just supporting and maybe helping make all those independent underground punk zines and spreading information you find out on the net to people who need to know about it. Main part of becoming the media right now is going one-on-one to people you know at home, school, work, family. And if they start spouting Rush Limbaugh, I hate the immigrants, it's all the fault of people on welfare that I ain't got enough money, bullshit. Or start spouting, we need to send more troops to Iraq, bullshit. Or start saying, what's the point of voting? There's nothing in it for me, I don't care, bullshit. Don't just dismiss them and tune them out as being rednecks or stupid or unreachable. Sit down and talk to them. Don't argue, communicate, get through. Pointing out, it is not the fault of Mexicans our economy's going down the toilet. It's the fault of corporations ripping everybody off that our economy's going down the toilet. And here's the way to get through to people that the war is wrong. Even somebody with an American flag on the back of their SUV will listen to this argument, and that is, the war on terrorism incorporated, especially what we're doing in Iraq, it's piss poor military strategy. I want to be safe from terrorism too. But every time we go killing a bunch of people in the Middle East or taking over their country and stealing their resources, all we're doing is planting seeds for more Osama bin Ladens. More Al-Qaeda's, more suicide bombers, making our own country and our own lives less and less and less safe. That is not good military strategy. And if they still don't get it and come back and say, well, you don't support the troops. Hey, I support the troops. When I say, bring them home. Get them out of there. No more Gulf War syndrome. No more getting your limbs blown off. No more Saddam Hussein's or Osama bin Laden's, even if it means waging peace to do it. And national security doesn't just mean spying on everybody and starting wars everywhere. National security means being able to breathe the air. being able to drink the water and not have to buy it from Coca-Cola in a bottle. National security means not having to worry about getting your hand cut off at work or your job shipped to China. National security means that we can gather in a place like this and hopefully at Arizona State next time without John Ashcroft putting everybody in a camp. National security means that a woman has the right to decide what to do with her own body. That's what a second Bush term means to everybody who ever gets horny. Today the womb, tomorrow the bedroom. National security also means that the Federal Communications Commission is less interested in what Howard Stern says and more interested in Clear Channel and Fox taking over the news and censoring what we're allowed to know. National security means that everybody has a home, everybody has enough to eat, everybody has enough money for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And national security means that everybody, even if they ain't got no money, has the right to see a doctor. Which in Canada and in Europe is a guaranteed human right by law. Why not here? What do we got here? How many of you out there have no health insurance? You're one of 44 million Americans who has no health insurance. And you know what Bush's solution to this one is? Guess who has health insurance by federal law now? Fetuses. You know, what kind of twisted fundamentalist Christian Nazi logic is this? The life of the unborn child is sacred. But once they're born, fuck them. Once they're born, look who's too greedy to pay taxes for the schools. Look who's too greedy to give the mother welfare money so she can stay home and raise her kids. Look who's too greedy to fund after-school programs or anything else, but they'll happily build you another jail. Or maybe Sheriff Arpaio can just put you in another tent in a striped uniform or something. And on top of that, you know what the unemployment rate is for people age 18 to 24? 16%. That is over twice the national average. That's you. And Bush's response is to get rid of youth opportunity grants, cut Pell grants so people can go to school practically down to zero, so he can steal more money to spend on more wars, more wars, more wars, and sending somebody to Mars. But hey, I'm down with the Mars thing. Because if we could get a big old spaceship and load it up with people like George Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, Arnold Schwarzenegger, John McCain, send them to Mars and leave them there. Meanwhile, back here on Earth, ABC News reported last May that 60%, that's over half, of the graduating class of 2003 is going to have to move back in with their parents. So much for the economy getting good. So much for the American dream. How many of you are as sick of this as I am? How many of you love and care enough about our country to get off your butt and work to make it better? How many of you think our drug laws are totally insane? How many of you do not want to see King George appoint a Supreme Court that gives Stone Age religious cults power over what women can do with their bodies? And power over who can get married. How many of you think the Patriot Act should be tossed out the window. All of it. And how many of you believe that one of the countries in the world that needs regime change the most is right here? So how many of you are registered to vote? Well, that's the loudest cheer I've heard for voting, but I didn't see enough hands. All right, those of you whose hands are down here, pick up your right hand. Go out into the lobby. Pick up a pen at the Music for America table. Fill out a registration form so you too can help make history instead of sitting and watching it on TV, and start showing up and taking our country back. I'm all for insurrection in the street. I had a great time in Seattle in 99. Had a great time helping disrupt the Democratic and Republican conventions, but insurrection in the street only goes so far without insurrection in the voting booth too. Gotta have both. And don't tell me, oh boo-hoo, there's no one to vote for. There's always somebody to vote for if you look at everybody running. That's why I'm a member of the Green Party. And the Music for America people say that if 1%, one measly little percent more of youth had voted in the 2000 election, Bush would not be in the White House today. That's all it takes if people start signing up and showing up. And people have been. The Republicrats are saying, oh, youth are all apathetic. Don't listen to them. They're just for sending to war and selling beer to, right? It ain't gonna be some cartoon media thing like soccer moms or NASCAR dads who decides this election. It's going to be concerned, angry, pissed off, patriotic youth who don't want to live in Bush America anymore. And even if you don't like the choice at the top, a main reason to vote is local elections. Local elections are where it's at. It matters to everybody here and touches your daily lives. Who is the mayor? Who is the city council? Who is the sheriff? Who is on the school board? Who is in the state legislature? Because they're the ones who decide how to spend a lot of that money taken away from us by the government in taxes. They can decide whether to spend it, oh, let's see, should we help homeless people or build some low-income housing or a rail system to get around the greater Phoenix area? Or should we spend it on a stadium for the worst team in the National Football League? That doesn't have to happen if we show up and vote, does it? School boards matter too, because they can spend the money helping poor kids and giving them computer lessons, or fighting it out in court to teach the Bible in biology class. And even more importantly, in local elections, hardly anybody shows up to vote in them. And you know what that means? It means that if more people like us show up and vote in the local elections, we stand a damn good chance of getting good people elected and good laws passed, and no more Sheriff Arpaio in the goddamn tent camp. Plus, local elections are where you have a privilege that they do not have in Canada and they do not have in Europe. It is called the ballot initiative. The propositions where you can vote yes or no on changing the law when the politicians are too corrupt or chicken shit to do it. And when we show up and pay attention to those ballot propositions and vote smart, that's when we get medical marijuana, rent control, living wage, a high-speed train system between Phoenix and Tucson, and why not LA and Vegas? But we have to show up. And even if we wind up losing the first time, the good person doesn't get in, the good ballot initiative doesn't get passed, it does not mean we've lost forever. It just means we've widened the base of the pyramid to get 5 or 10 more of our friends to register and show up and vote next time, and then we start winning and taking back our country. I'm hoping this whole eruption of anti-Bush and anti-war power will bring on a much bigger version of the anti-corporation, anti-globalization movement that did so much good in Seattle, and as far as I know, is even active on the Arizona State campus in spite of the people running the place. United Students Against Sweatshops and many more. This is where the action starts. And there's so many things you can do just as one individual person to fight corporations. Don't let the more radical than thou ever tell you that just because you're not doing as much as they're doing or not doing the same thing that they're doing, you might as well do nothing wrong. Doing something is better than doing nothing every time. And to fight back against corporate power, it begins with the individual person. It begins with you. If you want to, just make a little vow to yourself, I'm not cooperating with corporations or their agenda anymore. They can't have me. Starting with, don't give them your money anymore. No more money to chain stores. No more money to chain restaurants. No more money to Walmart or Home Depot or Blockbuster or whatever. And keep the money in the local businesses who keep the money in the community and don't send people's jobs to China. So as they say in showbiz, let's roll. Get your ass over to that voter registration table. Sign up. Get your friends to sign up and then make sure all of them and you show up this fall and every election after that to vote smart and take back our democracy and fix our country. Because as it stands now, our hijacked, unconstitutional government of the people by corporations for corporations must be overthrown.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production.